from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Travis d'Arnaud, are they going to do it again? Deep left center, yes! Twice today, back-to-back, from Matt Olson and Travis d'Arnaud.
That's the beautiful and sultry sounds of Brendan Gaudin on Bally Sports. You will hear that on Xfinity starting tonight. I won't prematurely say it anymore, Bo. Sports Radio 910 The Game.
Am I supposed
it's
to not
the
say
morning
anything?
Shift. Squid Billy, Mike Johnson, Maria Martin, kind enough to hang out with us for a third time, second day in a row. Happy to have her back in the fold. But the Braves last night, guys, it's weird to look down and honestly see that Pierce Johnson got the win last night, because Chris Sale, a little bit rocky to start. But Chris Sale has this ability, and I want to get you guys' thoughts on this. The reason that a guy like Chris Sale, not only because of velocity and action on the ball, but this different from a Bryce Elder of the world, is because Chris Sale, when he's not, when he doesn't have his best stuff, can settle in and get hitters out with what seems like pure grit. Like, he just looks angry on the mound after he gives up a home run. He settles in last night and is able to get it done the last few innings.
Well, I actually think that some of that is due to the velocity that he has on the ball, because Chris Sale can kind of get irked and mad and irritated himself, and he can not only rely on that velocity and that pure power that he can blow by you, but he's kind of a veteran, and he knows some tricks. He knows what to get away with. I think we forget Bryce Elder is literally in year three of major league pitching. You remember, he came up for a short stint in 22, and he came up for some spot starts, and it was good or bad. It was no in between.
Yeah.
And then he had last year where he had a few moments where he didn't have his best stuff, but he was able to grind it out. But you also had an offense that could you know, just overpower everyone. And then it just came off the wheels, and then you saw what he had from two nights ago. But Chris Sale did not have his best stuff, got in early trouble. My favorite thing about Chris Sale, Maria, is that when he you see Snitker coming out in the seventh inning, and Sale puts the ball in his glove like, I'm not coming off the mound. And then Snitker looked at him, he hands him the ball, and then Sale, like, you know, he wasn't overly demonstrative, but he showed his displeasure with himself and how how personal he takes it.
That's one of the things that people are so attracted to when it comes to Chris Sale, if you're a fan of the team. Now, it can annoy you, obviously, if you're a fan of a different team.
Right.
But I think I have so much respect for Chris because he's a gamer. He can change the way that the game is going just in the way that he carries himself to and from the mound and even in the dugout. And guys feed off of that. I mean, we've seen what he did with the Red Sox. This guy is so competitive, and still, as long as he doesn't been playing baseball, he still looks the exact same in the way that he approaches the game, and I think it's awesome. And you know, this is the ninth straight game where he hasn't given up more than two runs. He is showing us that anybody can come back from injuries, anybody can have this comeback story that we've seen. I mean, he's an all-star again. This has been really exciting because I remember when he was signed back in December, a lot of people were confused and really upset with Alex Anthopoulos. Why would you pick up a guy who's barely played baseball in the last couple of years and has been really hurt?
Injury prone, journeyman.
And technically he was. I mean, that was pretty fair. Yeah. But guess what? He's not injury prone right now. And that's a credit to the Braves. You know, they've utilized him in a really nice way. They haven't rushed his starts. It's been able to give him a little bit of extra rest, which I think he's really needed. But this is a guy, come playoff time, if we're going to talk about the playoffs and the Braves being in the playoffs, you need somebody like Chris Sale, and that frustration that you're talking about, Bo, on the mound, that stuff is so critical when you get deep into the postseason. They are closer now than they have been since June to the top of the division. Guys like Chris Sale will help them get there.
I'm glad you brought that up, too. And we got, you know, 45 seconds to talk about this before we get in the huddle. But I want to get everybody on record here. Are the Braves going to make a run at this division? Because they're closer now, like Maria said, than they have been. You win four of the last five. Thinking of what happened last Thursday and Friday, you were like, no way. And then you win four of your last five. You're coming home to play a Marlins team that looks completely different than it did a week ago. They can piece together some wins. They might be able to have the, you know, their eyes on the top of that division.
Well, I'll go first because I think they have it. I'm not saying they're going to win the division, but yes, I think they can make a run. I don't believe they play a team over 500 for like the next month. It feels like they just beat two of three of one of the best teams in baseball. And so there's no doubt in my mind. And the Phillies are playing their worst stretch of baseball. So, yeah, they can make a run. Whether they get it done or not, I don't know. But they'll definitely make a run for it, I think.
Four straight losses for the Phillies, two straight wins for the Braves. Baseball's a funny game, and they play a really long season, which people tend to forget sometimes, and they get frustrated with what the Braves are doing. I think they make a run. I don't know that they win the division. And that might be a good thing. Yes, I said it. It might be a good thing because they could continue to play baseball and not
Great
have
point.
A break because they've had a break the
Great
last
point.
2 years, and look what happened to them. They fizzled out early.
Yeah. The Phillies, like Dylan just said, Meyer, they're going to play the Dodgers and the Mariners over the next week or so. So everything's starting to come back around from where it was earlier in the year. It feels like when the Phillies were playing a bunch of layups and the Braves were not. So that'll be fun to see that kind of play out. All right, let's go in the huddle.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.